Senator McCaskill is standing up to her fellow Democrats to dispute spending. She looks to the administration of the 90s when the U.S. was operating at a surplus, not a deficit. Senator McCaskill says the omnibus appropriations bill will not get her vote status quo, and she's written a letter to Senate Majority Leader and fellow Democrat Harry Reid telling him so. McCaskill's proposing a three-year cap on all discretionary spending except for military and says it worked when President Clinton was in office.
One, we had a cap on spending. Two, we had PAYGO, which meant if you created a new program, you had to figure out how to pay for it before it could be enacted. Three, we had slightly higher tax rates. And four, we had a surplus.
McCaskill has partnered with Republican Senator Jeff Sessions to put forth an amendment, and she thinks she's got the votes in the Senate to pass it.
I think it's time to pull the trigger on this and to put it in and have another vote. I think we'll get the 60 votes we need, and then we will have the kind of cap on spending that I think Missourians would appreciate at this point.
She says she thinks the Senate will try to get the votes without her, but that the current spending bill lacks transparency and is loaded with pet projects and earmarks that don't convey financial responsibility to the American public. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.